Hi, everybody. Welcome back. new episode today, short one. We decided to do this one because we thought it's funny to come up with a top five of the most important things or concepts or items that will keep you motivated to do your thing on a daily basis, every week going after it, whether it's running, CrossFit, any kind of exercise or sport. We decided to come so separately with a top five things. And then now we're going to just share it and debate and see what we have. I'm curious to see what you come up with.
Yeah, we did not talk about it before. We are going to go from the least important to the what we think is the most important thing. And I think we just should get started.
Yep, let's hit it.
So
here we go.
Exactly. Here we are. I'm very curious how similar our tips are or our own motivation points to get out there and get the work done regarding exercise.
Yes.
You want to start, Kevin?
Yeah, well, sure. Okay. For me, the top five is new gear, getting new gear. I know that if we come back to running, having a fresh new pair of shoes is just an amazing feeling. Usually because you come up with, you come from an old pair of shoes that is like a little bit less comfortable, and used, and the cushioning is not there anymore. So having a fresh pair of shoes, is amazing. And that's also motivation to get out there and do it. But that's also with a new t-shirt, like just something, you know, like a nice logo, nice color. You like a fresh, a new pair of shorts. And for me, gear works. It's something that I like to get on a regular basis. When I say regular basis, I don't mean you should buy something every month, right? It makes sense. But from time to time, especially like CrossFit, you want to have a pair of like new grips for anything gymnastic. And it keeps you motivated. It keeps you like having comfortable things to use in your sport. And I think it's a nice way to stay motivated. And motivate you to go and do it.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I actually thought about putting it down as well. And in case we had a double one, I put it down as a spare to like replace one of our double ones. I had actually one time a running coach that told me exactly that. He said like, maybe it's a nice strategy to every 3 month to buy some kind of new gear. Exactly what you say. It's a little bit an expensive, or it can be a little bit expensive hobby to have, to constantly buy new things to keep you motivated. But I remember that because doing that run, it was the first time I tried my watch. And I was like saying to him, like, I was looking forward to our run the entire week just because I wanted to try on the new watch. So I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. What is your then?
So my, because we started from the least important, is somewhat similar. I put down an expensive membership, and that could be, for example, a membership that you have in a gym or a membership that you have with like a certain app, like for example, Strava or the recovery apps or anything like that. That's for me quite motivating because I know I put the money already down and I don't want to waste that money. I remember when I was more training with CrossFit, and especially CrossFit being a very expensive sport, that you know, every credit that you have is then 7.5 euros, 6 euros, 5 euros, whatever it is. Every time you're losing it, you are basically like wasting 6 euros. So that's something that I put down. For me, this works quite well. Like the punishment, I'm saying, aspect that you don't want to lose money.
All right. Money incentive. Okay. So for you, it's more the money than
that you would lose if you are not using it, because you did spend the money beforehand for the month for whatever subscription you have.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Works also for Duolingo for me.
All right. Now I think it's a good point for some people that are a little bit more money oriented, that care more about those things. I'm more about the people that once it's paid, it's gone. So anyway, whatever I do, it's gone. Then of course I should make a better use of it, but it's paid. So whatever happened next. But okay, good point. Maybe you want to go directly with your fourth point?
Yeah, the next one I have is some kind of test event or a race or a competition. Test event, what I mean with that is, for example, if you have every couple of months the same exercise or the same distance that you're running, and then seeing over time how you're improving with it. That can be quite motivating, that you know, like, okay, I have 1.5 months left before I'm trying and testing my 5K time again. So let's try to, in these 1.5 months left, try to get really a good training in to improve my time. Or it can also sometimes be people registering for a race, knowing they have that race day standing, or like a competition for any other sport.
Okay, so basically having something inside a goal.
Yeah.
A date.
Exactly, exactly.
That you work towards.
Yeah.
All right.
But especially like, I like the comparing part to the past. Like.
So a recurring event.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do really like the aspect of, for me, it's very motivating for me to compare myself to old results that I had. So, that's why, like, if it's a race, like a half marathon, like seeing over time how you improve your half marathon time. Or for you with CrossFit, you said you did a Cindy workout today. Like, that's one of the classics. You know you will do it again in a few months. And I also remember when we were sitting outside, you were checking if you did it before, if you improved for compared to the
But
past.
I didn't register the score last time, so.
So that's a shame.
PR today, I guess. Okay, interesting. It's a good point, and I'll come back to that. My fourth point is basically tracking progress. I believe that tracking progress, whatever you do, is a nice way to basically get motivated, stay motivated. And there's something I will say afterwards as well, but motivated and driven, it's two different things as well. But by tracking progress, in the moments that you feel like, why am I doing this? And you can look back, you actually have, whether it's a book, it's an application, your watch, any kind of tool that you can use to track progress will show you that after a certain time, you will see a difference from where you started, where you came from, what was your level back then, and now, maybe 6 months afterwards, 1 year, 2 years, more or less, you will see a difference. And I think this is really rewarding, because sometimes we all have moments where we feel like, why am I doing this? Why am I putting all this time into this sports, into this, whatever it is, you know? And having the possibility to track it, to see the progression, to see how fast you can progress, how you progress, depending, for example, CrossFit, which includes a lot of different movements and skills. If you can track progress on each or at least part of it, then you can really see a lot of improvements. And this, I think, is a big motivation, big thing to really say, okay, this is really paying off and I'm going somewhere and I come from a certain place as well. So for me, tracking progress is very important. That's why I put it in here in number four, especially nowadays with all the tools that we have, such as watches, applications, or just a book. Use a book. That's good too.
Writing. Simple at that.
Yeah. Right. I'll go directly on my number three.
Go ahead.
Sure. So, and it's basically what you said before, but I put it differently. I put setting a goal. I believe that it's very difficult to stay motivated. And here I come back again on being driven, because there is a different, people would say there's a difference between being motivated and being driven. Mm-hmm. Motivation is basically something that kind of depends on the mood, right? You can be in a good mood and you're motivated to do a lot of things. And 10 minutes afterwards, you're like, yeah, well, I don't want to do it anymore. It's raining. I don't want to go out for a run. But if you're driven, you will most probably not abandon your commitment to whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Getting out for a run, for example, again, when it's raining, because you're committed. And setting a goal, what you said, working towards a goal, competition, a race, an event, or just your own goal. For example, you're a runner, you don't want to do competition, but you want to run 10K or 21K. Well, I would still recommend you do it in a competition setting, because it's going to push you way more and put the pressure. But you can also set goals. For example, let's say you do CrossFit, you want to learn a specific skill. I'm trying to now do some handstand walk, and that's a skill I'm trying to work towards. So every time I will work bit by bit on something, and I know what is the goal. I have an idea of when I want to achieve it. So it has to be a goal. That's a little bit marketing now. It's like a smart goal, right? But it has to be achievable, but also challenging, because if it's too easy, there's no challenge. And if you don't feel challenged, you're probably not going to be motivated as well, but it also has to be achievable. So, and you have to set it in a specific time. So if it's a race, it's very easy, right? It's defined. But if it's not a race or an official event, then set it in time, set the parameters that you have to achieve. And I think this is very important.
I am quite curious, like a handstand walk. What is the time frame that you want to learn that?
Well,
now tell us, Kevin.
I thought about by summer I would be able to do a couple of steps.
Yeah.
But I realized that before I need to walk, I need to be able to stand. And so now I'm working more towards the stability of being on a handstand.
Stand.
Yeah, I guess.
Standing freely.
Yeah, free handstand.
And then you try to achieve a couple of seconds. Minutes, of course.
Well, no, I didn't set anything. For me, it's more about finding this balance right now. Finding the balance, being comfortable on my hands. And because this is very specific now, yeah. Right? But for the handstand, you have to find this point of balance. And then having to move around your feet and your shoulders and depending on how you move your feet and shoulders, you will be able to balance a little bit your body, right?
Okay. Little sidetrack, sorry.
Yeah. And then, then once, hopefully by middle of summer, by the end of the summer, I'm able to do some proper handstand steps. So yeah, we'll see. We'll come back to that.
I will ask in the next episode how that is going.
Right.
My next point, my third point is the mindset. Most of the time, if I don't want to go outside and exercise, I tell myself, just go as hard. Like you have completely by yourself in your hand how hard you're going. Just make it as difficult as you want to make it. So then I'm telling myself, just go easy. Just basically just do it. And whatever happens, like, is already good enough. Most of the time I have to say I'm fooling myself. And whenever I'm then out for a run or out for a workout, I'm still doing my best. But literally just telling myself it's okay to just show up is good enough for me to get the work done. I have the same as with putting on the workout clothes. Whenever I have my workout clothes on, there's never ever been a time I took it off again. So if it's on, it's on. You do the work. I never did then the walk of shame of exercise clothes to take it off before doing the exercise. So just without thinking, put it on super quickly, your shoes, your clothing, whatever, go out, do it. And by literally just doing it, telling yourself whatever happens, it's good enough.
I have to admit, I've sat on the couch and stayed home many times.
Yeah.
After putting the clothes on. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I guess like if you break it once, it's such a habit and you'll be like, okay, I did it before, but this never happened to me. Like I really told myself the moment it's on, you go outside, you do it.
I didn't use the momentum probably because you have this momentum when you're like, okay, you're forced to you really force yourself. You drag yourself into doing it, putting those things on, you're like, but then I probably did sit on the couch and then it's just absorbing.
Too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Then it was too late. But I see. Yeah, it's a good point on mindset, you would say.
Yeah. I also sometimes like to think of what Jake told us with the cookie jar. Like, especially when there's bad weather, I'm telling myself, like, just going outside is good enough. And also remember, you will earn a cookie doing this, like these hard sessions where you don't want to really go, but you still show up. Then in the future, whenever you have the race or like really a moment that you have to go outside and it's not optimal conditions, let's say, you know, there have been worse times that you have been outside and you went still for a run. And in the end, it was always fine.
Do you think that people with a dog, they have a stronger mindset when it comes to bad weather to get out because they are usually forced to get out when it's raining?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought about it.
I've never thought about it either, but I somehow could expect it. Because exactly what you say, you are forced to go outside because your dog needs to be walked every single day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a habit. And you also then see with whatever weather, it's never so bad like from as it looks from the inside.
Dog owners, let us know. We want to know. All right. Cool. Okay. Mindset. Right. That was number three. Go again with number two, maybe.
Okay. My number two is community and friends. I really, really like to work out with other people. And actually every single sport that I'm doing, if it's running or if it's like exercising, I always do it with other people. I enjoy it the most. It's even that bad in the moment for me that I'm not going outside by myself. Going for a run by myself is really an achievement for myself. I'm really like, I'm tapped my shoulder just now. Well done, Wiebke. You did it. Because of the run club, because of CrossFit community, I always have someone around that I look forward to see, and then just exercising becomes easy.
Okay. Well, my number two is also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote it into find a buddy to make it a little bit more achievable, because depending on the sports, depending on your location, finding a community is not always possible. But it basically goes back to what you said. Finding a buddy for me is, in a way, that you have somebody that you will meet. This person is hopefully a friend. And having a place where you go meet a friend to do some kind of activity, which here happens to be sports, is really changing, I think, the mindset. Because if you go to a place and you're only doing one thing, which is the sport itself, the action, it's great. But if you go to a place to do the action with a buddy, you basically also go there to see a buddy and to be with this person and have a good time together. Chit chat, catch up, joke around, and makes the whole atmosphere, the whole action, whatever it is, whether it's sports or something else, fun. And I think this is very important. And for accountability, of course. So somebody's like, yeah, no, come on, we're going today. We said we're going. That's great. And if you have the option to get a community, to find a community that is doing this, then it's even better, because it's not just one buddy, but it's a couple of people around that will hold you accountable as much as you will hold them accountable. And then you will have a good time every time you go there. So yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that reminds me, actually, I do have an accountability partner right now, Timo. Mm. And every single week, like around Sunday, Monday, we check up on each other. We have both different goals. For me, in the moment, I have the goal of frequency, just regularly moving my body, whatever it is, running, CrossFit, yoga, whatever. But I told myself I want to have at least 15 times a month that I move myself and just create this habit of moving. So that's my goal. And every week we are apping or calling with each other and be like, hey, how was your week? How did it go? How did it go with your goal? And I'm actually like, we are not, so far we never met to talk about it. We always just called or had like a WhatsApp chat. So it's actually not a buddy that I see, but it is an accountability partner that I know end of the week, he will check up on me and be like, if I had a bad week, say like, okay, the week is done, but next week you really go out and do your best again.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
So I'm curious, Kevin, what's your number one?
Should we make a mess and just try to say it both at the same time?
No, let's not do that.
Okay, for me, and that's really, really important, is whatever it is, if you want to stay motivated and if you want to do something well, you have to fucking like it. You have to like what you do. So find something you like. If you don't like it, it's never going to work out.
We should have said it at the same time.
Yeah, the same?
It is.
I knew it. Yeah.
It's quite funny. Yeah, my number one point is do a sport you enjoy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no secret.
Exactly. Like I have sometimes people ask me like, oh, I wish I would go out like running like you do so regularly. And I say like, no, don't. If you don't enjoy running, why would you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Like it's ridiculous.
There are so many other options.
Exactly. There are so many sports out there. Why would you just choose something? Like, and then running is a relatively popular one because it's easy. It's simple. What we said in the past, you just need yourself a pair of shoes and go outside. But why would you do it if you hate it?
Yeah, don't be miserable.
No.
It's not going to help you. You're not going to be motivated, driven. You're not going to like any part of the process. And you're going to make yourself hate whatever you do. And might you hate something else that you might want to do on this, like instead of this activity.
Yeah, I have the feeling that there's also a fitness movement in the moment of, in the past, there was this kind of fitness as punishment, or some people still have it, like, oh, I ate a cookie, I should go outside, run, or what, do whatever exercise, or like, yay, you're going now, you just burned 600 calories, now you earn this chocolate. But this kind of mindset, I have the feeling, is shifting in the last time to be more like, thanks to the movement, you are able to carry your groceries. You are getting endorphins from the exercising. Like, the more the positive approach of the benefits exercising brings than the punishment idea around around exercise. I do enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, well, I think it should be positive. I think that's the word, positive, because if it's negative, it's not going to work out. You're going to drop. Or you're going to hate yourself, or you're going to like hate the whole process.
Yeah.
Maybe you will get the benefits, but you won't get all the benefits.
I do have to also, however, add that there are people are motivated by different things. Some people are more motivated, like you were saying, with the membership in the beginning, when the money is gone, it's gone. You don't think about it. Where I'm like, I fucking spent this money. I better make the best use out of it. So like, I can understand that certain people are motivated by knowing that they will be punished by in the end of the month if they are not achieving a certain goal. Like, this is maybe a stronger motivation for them than knowing that they achieve something. So we do have to keep that in mind. No. But I don't like the negative association about doing sports.
But I think it comes down to the goals. What is your goal? Why are you exercising?
Yeah.
You want to be healthy? Okay, well, that's everybody should want to be healthy, right? It's some kind of level of healthy. And we were talking with a buddy today that we exercise because we enjoy it, if we think it's fun. But we also exercise because we want to have a good life as long as we can. So for me, it's health on the long term. I want to be, if I reach 80, maybe 90 years old, I don't want to reach 80 and or 90 years old and be completely dependent for people to wipe my ass, do my groceries, whatever, you know. I don't know if I will, but I know that by practicing sports in general, sure, people would argue you're using your knees, you're like, yeah, but I'm exercising and keeping myself in shape. I'm keeping my body challenged, my muscle challenged, my mental challenged as well. And this is going to make me more durable in the long term. Hopefully, right? This probably is one point that I see, but there's so many points that you can work towards, but you have to set a goal. And that's why I think setting a goal is very important. What is your goal? Why are you doing this? Why are you getting out and running? So yeah. Okay, cool. Then
nice.
I think it's nice to see that we have the first and the second point pretty much the same.
Definitely.
Shows a lot. I have actually a bonus point.
You do?
I have a bonus point.
Tell me.
There's no place in the ranking for this one, but it's something that I think if we're talking about somebody that's trying to exercise every day or every week, we have all those points that are important, but there's one that is also important for me is that I call it switch it up. A routine is a word that is great because having a routine helps you keep a rhythm. It's easy to have, if you have a routine, it's easy to do the things because you wake up, you have your glass of water, then you have your coffee, then you go for a 5-minute walk. It's a routine maybe.
Yeah, you do it without but thinking.
Yes. So it gets easier. If you manage to build up and create that routine, then you're into it. It's great. You can keep it up. It's easier. But the routine, despite having a lot of positive aspects and outcome, is also a negative one. And yeah, I think this is what people have to be careful. And this is why I say switch it up, because if you run the same 5K loop every time, every Wednesday you will do the same, every Saturday you will do the same, after a while you get tired. You need to have something new, something challenging, something that just makes you think, makes you enjoy something new. Switch it up. If you do the same every time, if you do exactly the same training plan, the same muscle day, the same, switch it up. You want to do something else. You want to be challenged. You want to see something else. And if you keep doing exactly the same, you're going to get tired and you're going to abandon it. Switch it up.
Okay. Nice bonus point.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you also so much for sharing all your points. And I hope all the listeners can do something with it, get motivated, do that 5K, add a new route, or take something out of this episode. Let us maybe also know in the comments, what are your tips that we did not mention here, and we can learn something as well. And thank you so much for listening, I would say.
And you can also drop now a message directly on the Spotify app. We have the polls and we also have the possibility to send a message, a feedback. So use it. We want to hear from you guys. And yeah, that was a short episode today. We thought it would be fun to come up with our top five things to get after it, basically.
Yes, and, exactly.
We guess keep you, see you next time, I guess.
See you next time.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.